There's a yid that comes around in shul. He davens an early minyan. He davens in one of the earlier minyanim. And he hangs around another minyan, sometimes more, to listen to. He goes over to people and listens to the birch. He says amen on the birchas hashachar. On all the brachas. He's a amen guy. Kola oina amen. It's a yoyser ha'oyna omen menam avorech. He goes on, he waits, he goes over to different people. So usually he looks out for me in shul. So today, after the brachas, he asked me, he says, I know what your favorite bracha is. I said, favorite? Who has favorite brachas? I said, tell me. He said, she'osali kol tzorki. I said, you're right. He said, how do you know? He says, you can tell from when you say a bracha, there's an extra mechuvan in that bracha for me. So he asked me why. So I said, because that bracha, she'osa li kol tzorki, is, there's two reasons. I said, first of all, it's a bracha klolis, but it's not only a bracha klolis that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created me with a guf, everything I need in the body, everything here in the world for my needs, but it also means you have the koichas to succeed that day. Rav Olbu said that when a person wakes up and he says, she'osa li kol tzorki, means HaKadosh Baruch Hu, number one, is in the Briyas HaAdam, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave each person all the kelim they personally need to succeed in their tachlis in this world. Yeah, a plumber has to have his toolbox with plumbing tools. An electrician has to have, if they get it mixed up, yeah, you're in trouble. I once called an electrician to my house to put up something. He comes to my house, he comes in, and he says, maybe you have a pair of pliers and a screwdriver. And then he says, do you have any wire over here? I'm like, so what's going on? He said he forgot his tools at home. He was a little bit yeshivish a guy. So a yeshiva bacher could do anything with a hammer and a screwdriver. He could do anything, I'm telling you. It's all you need. You can do anything. But Akoponim took maybe a little bit. But Akoponim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave each person his toolbox. You have your own personal kelim and midas for life and for each day and for every single day. Person once came to the Rebbe, his Rebbe, and said to him, he had such tzoros going on that he can't cope with, that he can't make this bracha. He doesn't feel he can make this bracha with an emes kavona. She'osali kol tzorki, it's not working. And the Rebbe answered him, adarabba. It seems this is what you need right now. This is exactly what you need to succeed for today. And the Shorish HaDover of this vort is mevur in the Chochma Shloimo in Shulchan Aruch on Birchas HaShachar. You open up a Shulchan Aruch on Birchas HaShachar and you look at the Chochma Shloimo, he's Mayrich on this. Kol Tzorki. And he brings in Shem Shem Mevorchem Ala Ra, Kach Mevorchem Ala Toiv, and he's Mayrich about this. Kol Ma'adov Adachmon Aletav. It's a nice Chochma. Akoporim, that's reason number one. And number two is in the Siddur called Das Kedoshim. It's from the Buchacha. He wrote the Sefer Das Kedoshim on Hilchas Tam. So he has a Siddur Das Kedoshim. And he has a diak. He says, most of the brachas are not personal. Matir Asurim, Pokeach Ivrim. It's on the klal. Everyone. So why is it She'osa Li? Lee, what's the word Lee? She'osa Lee Kol Tzorki. What about him? Everyone. She'osa Kol Tzorkenu. So he says the reason is because a person, when you make this bracha, you're mechaven for yourself. Kadosh Baruch Hu gave me everything I need. what happens after davening? Someone comes to collect tzedakah. He says he needs money. Or your chaver calls you. He says he needs a favor. He needs something. You need to bring me something, to buy me something. Someone asks you for a taiva. So what are you going to tell him? You just made a bracha. She'osali kol tzorkei. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave you everything. Yetz Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should help you. That's the wrong answer. Wrong answer. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave you everything you need, but you have to look at other people that they don't have what they need. That's how HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world. What, like the Zog from Rabbi Yisrael. Rabbi Yisrael said, a Zog, Rabbi Yisrael Salanter, Yenes Gashmias is your Ruchnias. That was Rabbi Yisrael Zog. Yenes Gashmias is your Ruchnias. Just because you do need it, you don't need it. Well, what's happens to someone else? Someone else asks you for something. You have to look at other people that they don't have what they need. And your job is to help them, to be mashlin them. But for your own, this is a deep palginon. It's a dover omoik of palginon, but that's the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu made the world. Person is missing something, you have to view yourself as I have everything I need. A person is hungry, he doesn't have the lunch he wants. He thought he's going to get a whole lunch and it doesn't work out. Okay, this is what I have today. And after you finish your lunch, someone knocks on your door and he says he's making a pastrami sandwich with pickles and french fries and Alf Ding. All he needs is some honey mustard. Maybe you can help me get some honey mustard. So he said, listen, I didn't even have a decent lunch today and I got over it and this is what Hashem wants me to have. I should go help you find honey mustard. The answer is yes, you should. That's why the lead. The Marshal of Bachacha doesn't say, but the li, that's the li, she'osa li kol tzorkei. So basically, it's interesting, the end of Parshas Vayechi, there's a zog from Yosef. That's a nekuda, this nekuda we've said before, but you see it here. The end of Parshas Vayechi, something that stands out, Yosef in Chazal, who mishtabeach him in Parshas Miketz, when he was poised the Chaloimus, he said, Yaakov Avinu says, Shamati, that you know how to be poiser chaloymos. And at the end, Yaakov was moyudik mispoil. Yimotze ish kaze, yimotze ish chochom, novoin v'chochom. Yaakov Pari says, Mr. Loshni says, he says, novoin v'chochom. After the Pisrin. By Yom Paral Yosef Acharei Hodiel Kim Oitzches Kol Zois Ein Novoin V'Chochom Kamoicha. The Netziv says Pshat over there. Novoin. What's the Novoin V'Chochom? It's interesting. Rashi brings down Yaakov had. Pari had other Chachomim that attempted to interpret the dream. And it was Dvorim Shel Shtus. They said, Sheva Bonim you're going to have, and then they're going to die. Sheva Ayorais you're going to capture. Back and forth. Comes Yosef with something that seems Korev Lepshat in Ar Nusach, the Pisan of Yosef. So the Netziv explains that someone who's not Rogil in learning bi'iyun, they're not a bal machshava bi'iyun. So all of a sudden, you give them a piece of gemara, you give them riddle, and say, "Tell me pshat." So they start. They don't chap that there's a posh to pshat. They start going deep machshavas that are way off. And that's what happened with the Chartumim of Pari. Pari said, "Listen, there's a chaloim over here." They started thinking deep with a pilpul. I once heard an acharon that says like this, and a medrash like this, and if we put it together with the pshat of the maral, we can come out with this. He said the koyach of Yosef was to see the pashtus of the chaloim. But that's only because Yosef, he learned bi'iyun. Everything he saw when there's a depth. So mameila, he knew, he can chap, he had that koyach, when to be mis'amek, And when there's a Pashto Pshat, when there's a Pashto Pshat, that was the Novan V'Chochom. He's a Groyser Chochom, but a Novan is a Maven. Maven was Ken Lernin is, you have to know, when there's a Pashto Pshat and when not. Pshat from the Netziv. The godless of Yosef wasn't the Oymek over here. Tell me a lump the Shatif of Pshat. Yosef knew how to learn Pshat. That was the godless of Yosef. Yeah, that's a Pshat Akoponim. But Chazal say that Yosef said, Bil Odai, has nothing to do with me. What I call the Shvoch is Megala to me, I know. What not. And Keseder, at the end of the, when Achei Yosef were afraid that he's going to take in a coma, what did Yosef say? Hatachas Elokim Anoichi. He said, I can't lift a finger without the Eibishter, Rashi explains. Hatachas Elokim Anoichi. So that's what he said. But Yoimer Aleim, Yosef Alti Roki, Hatachas Elokim, says Rashi, Bitmia. Even if I want to do something, I can't. Akoponim, that was Yosef. So I'll say Yosef was zoicha to godless because he was mamayit himself. He can't do anything. And yet, what does Yosef say? Yosef says to the brothers, "Va'ato al tiro'u, anoichi achal kel eschem." That one word, anoichi, like, if you go with the flow, it stands out. Anoichi. I got this. It's anoichi. All of a sudden, anoichi. Anoichi. That word is not a word that Yosef should be saying. He's the Bil Odai. All of a sudden, anoichi. Anoichi. I got this. So the pshat is when it's your avoida and your, what I could do, whatever the Eibishter gives me. He doesn't want me to have, I won't be, whatever I can do, I can do. But it's neged to someone else. You have a chiyuv to be mamali his chesaron. He doesn't have kol tzorki. Not to go back and say, whatever the Eibishter wants. If the Eibishter wants you to have food, you'll have food. No, I got this. Anoichi. But this is the mocker, by the way. I missed me afterward last time when I said last time that I once asked the bocher to take care of something. Something to take care of. And he said, Mietz Hashem, Rabbi Mietz Hashem, I'll be able to do it. And I told him, don't mix Hashem into this. It's Mietz Hashem. The seminary girls, Mietz Hashem. What's Mietz Hashem? I used to do something, say, I got this. I got this. Don't say Mietz Hashem. And he looked at me like I was a koifer. So I had to explain that where I'm coming from. I'm coming from Yosef. When someone asks you, it's not, it's a Shem, we'll have Seata Deshmaya. No, I got this. I will do it. Don't be afraid to take it. If to Ravada, person has to go and be mispal himself. The Eibishter doesn't mean you don't need Seata Deshmaya. For sure you do. Person has to go home and then say, mispal, the Eibishter should give me Seata Deshmaya to do what I have to do. But the Yemietz Hashem and Be'ezrus Hashem is not for Ploini, it's for you. That's your own personal thing, not for Ploini. Yosef said, "Yetz Hashem, the Eibishter will give us out of the Shmai, we'll have food for you." That's not what they want here. Anoichi achal keles, that's where it's coming from. Taif. As you mentioned, another vort is a Tzatayra vort from Chaim Shul Levitz, famous over here. Similar is in the Chidushi HaKodos of the Maral. Similar but slightly different, Kimidumani. By Kfuras Yankiv Avinu, Rashi here brings part of the Gemara in Soita. The famous Gemara Soita, Daf Yud Gimel, that the Gemara there brings down that when they left Eretz Mitzrayim, they went up to Eretz Yisrael to bury Yankiv Avinu in the Moras HaMachpelo, says the Gemara that Yosef Esav came and Esav was Ma'akiv. Esav was waiting by the door and Esav said, nothing doing. And he had a shtikel Torah that there was Mokoim for four Zugois. It seems like there was a limited amount of space. Interesting. Only for four Zugois. Adam and Chava, Avram Vesoro, Yitzchok and Rivka. And the last pair was a shutfus. Yaakov and Esav both Yarshin, so they each have a chelik. And Yaakov used his for Leah. So Esav tainted that the last spot is mine. So they answered back that the brother said that we know, Yaakov Avinu told us, Omar Lano Abba, that he bought it off you. Rashi brings it. B'kivrei asher karisi. Yaakov Avinu made a kriya of kesef, all the money he made from Lavan, and he bought it off Esav. So Esav said, Ach v'shtorcho. It's a business. Where's the shtar? So that we left it in Mitzrayim. So the kids of the Sigmor says they sent Naftali, Ayola Shlucha. Naftali was quick. So he ran to Mitzrayim to bring back the shtar. I think it was from Eretz Yisrael to Mitzrayim is a 6-day travel back and forth. Normally would take 12 days, but it took a lot less. I don't know how much. But they sent Naftali. Bikitzer. So the Gemara there says that Adahochi Chushim ben Don. Don had one child named Chushim. He was there, and he was hard of hearing, the Gemara says. Kovdei Oznei. Wasn't deaf mamish, but he was hard of hearing, so he didn't hear this whole conversation. He gets up, and he says, "My hai, what's tutzuch da?" And they told him that they were waiting for Natoli to bring back the shtar. And Chushim said, "Beni ubeni avi abba is mutal bebizoyin. We're waiting for the kfura. You're pushing off the kfura because of Esav." So it says he took a makel, and he hit Esav over the head. Pashtas mashmoy says he killed him. The Pashtam Shav Mashmi killed him. Taka chopped off his head. And his head rolled into the Ma'or Samachpela. Targum Yonison brings down that his head rolled into the Ma'or Samachpela and it was buried in the Ma'or Samachpela. That was the Maisa, and that's the Kabbalah from this Targum Yonison over here, that Esav's head. I think I once said over the Yishalmi in Tainis. So remember, it's the Yishalmi in Tainis that discusses. Yishalmi and Tainis discusses what was the Mokrim Kvura? How were they buried, Avram Yitzchak V'Yankiv? Was it Avram, Yitzchak, and Yankiv being Yitzchak in the middle and Avram was on the right, or maybe Avram was in the middle? It's a little bit complicated how the Kvura was, because the halacha is, the Yishalmi says, Kvura is derech hesebo, which means when two people are walking, the Odom Godel is on the right, the other person's on the left. It says, Aholech li yamin rabbi is a boor. The rebbe goes on the right and he goes on the left. If there's three people, so the most choshev is in the middle and the second one is on the right, the other one's on the left. So here you have three, how they bury them? So the question is, because Avram was first, when they buried Yitzchak, where'd they put him? You don't put him on the right of Avram, you put him on the left. So if Yitzchak was on the left, now that Yankiv came in, where'd they put Yankiv? If they put him on the left of Yitzchak, I'm talking about Yitzchak's left side, so then it would be Avram Yitzchak Yankiv. It would be Avram Yitzchak Yankiv. And then it's not Derech Haseba. Then it's not Derech Haseba. So what's the pshat? So it's different pshat than the tutzuk there in the Yerushalmi. Some say that Enoch Hanami, Derech HaSeba just means when they buried Yitzchak, he was on the left of Avram, then it was Derech HaSeba, now it was no longer Derech HaSeba. There's another pshat, I think, that Enoch Hanami, when they buried Yitzchak Lechatchila, they put him on the right of Avram, and that was not Derech HaSeba until Yankiv came along, and then it worked out, it was a shaila there in the Yerushalmi, until you get to the Ragged Shover. What does the Ragged Shover say? The Ragged Shover says that they put Yitzchak, when Yitzchak died, they put him on the left. And now when they came up, they dug up Yitzchak and they flipped him onto the other side. And then they put Yitzchak on the right of Avram, put Yaakov on the left. And he says that's Pshat and Pasuk. The Pasuk says, Vayoshav Yosef Mitzrayim, hu va'ochav v'chola oylem ito, they came back. V'chola oylem ito likbor es oviv, acharei kovroi es oviv. Double loshon. Twice. So it says, they all came back. Kola oylem ito likbor es oviv means Yankiv. Acharei kovroi es oviv. The second one is Oviv Shel Yankov, which is Yitzchak. There were two kvuras, there were two levayas, there were two kvuras. But Akoponim, there's a pirush on the side of the Yushalmi over there in Tainis that brings down that he was once, I think it was Italy, person he was traveling, he was a traveler, and he met a Yid called Rabbi Yitzchak Zavdi, I think his name was Zavdi, who was from Hebron. And he said, tell me over a maisa from Hebron, and he told him a whole story that by the Arabs, the choik is, anyone who goes in down into the ma'orah, underneath where the real ma'orah is, achas dinoy lahomis, he gets killed and the shoymer gets killed. Whoever let him in. Bekitzer, there was a shoymer there that was deathly ill, and this Yitzchak Zavdi, his mother was a nurse, and she saved him. So they said, you owe us. He said, what do you want? He said, take us downstairs. So he made a cheshbon. Anyway, he would have died. So he's not losing so much anyway. So he took them down and gave them a tour of the real Mokum HaKvura. And he brings down, he saw, there was Matzevas, and he saw how they were buried. I'm trying to remember now which way he brings. Is it Avram Yitzchak for Yaakov or Avram in the middle? I don't remember the Eidos over here from the story. That's the you want to hear? I'm sorry, I don't remember which one did he really see. You have to look, now you'll have to look it up. I don't remember which one, but he brings down, he said he saw it. And then he said there was a box on the wall. Big box. He said, what's that box? And there's a box there on an omud, on the ground, a box attached. So the Arab said, it's a Kabbalah from Biadenu. There's someone called Esav. Esav's head's in there. So Esav's head's in the Moros HaMachpelah. That was this Eidos from Barak Alponim. Interesting, in the time, if you look at the Targum, Targum Yonison says that Esav's head was buried in the Moros HaMachpelah and his guf is buried in the Chotzer of the Ma'orah. It's interesting because Avram Avinu only wanted the Ma'orah, he never wanted the Chotzer. Ephraim said, you know what? Take the Ma'orah, take the Chotzer also. So the Chotzer went with, but the Chotzer, Esav's guf, is buried in the Chotzer. This could be pshat in the Goyin. The Goyin, in the Parsha there, the Goyin says, that it says, Likbor es Mesi, when Avram is talking to Ephraim, it says, Likbor es Mesi, it says six times. Why six times, he says? Because there were six kvuras. Adam and Chava were already there. There were another six kvuras that were going to be done. Avram Yitzchak, Yaakov with Mitzor, Rivka, and Leah. There were six. And there's one more time where it says, he bought Macy Likbor. It says Mace before Kvura. That's the seventh time. So says the going, that seventh time is Kenegan Esav. It says Macy Likbor. So the going is Meirich over there that by Tzadikim the Kvura is before the Misa. He brings it from the Gemara Brochas, even the Misosom, the Korichayim. Misa is before the Kvura. The going explains it. I'm not going to say it wrong. But by Rishoyim, it's not that way. By Tzadikim, the Kvura is before the Misa. So it says Likbor Mesi. But the last one, which is going in Esav, it says Mesi Likbor. But that going bothered me because the Esav was not buried Bichlal in the Moros HaMachpelah. His head was. Not Esav, his head. So why is that Kvura? It says Kvura. Kvura Pashtus means the whole person, Kvura. The Fidei Goyin, there's a pasuk that says Esav was buried in the Moros HaMachpelah. So until I saw this Targum over here, that the Targum said he was there. He was in the Chotzer. Anyway, it's like this. That's a background. So Frekum Chaim Shulevitz, famous Kasha, why is it that only Chushim ben Don was Nesoirer to Bezoyin Hameis? He said, Avi Abbas be Bezoyin. There was a Bezoyin from Yankiv. I mean, all his uncles, what they didn't. It wasn't important to them. The bezoyin of Yankiv Avina, the Tata, lying there. Why is it only Chushim was sensitive to bezoyin Ameis? So says Reb Chaim Shulevitz, his famous word, Midas Hahistaglus. He talks about Hergel. That's how he calls it, Hergel. And he says the pshat is because all the Achim, they started a Masa Umatan with Esav. They came to do the kvura. Esav said no. And there was a whole back and forth over there. So every minute that went by, Yaakov Avinu was oymed bibizoyin. And they were, yeah, they thought, okay, it's just going to be for a minute or two. A minute or two. Then we're going to get, we'll slog up Yosef with his din Torah, and then we'll go weiter. But it took longer. Another minute, another 5, another 10 minutes. And it just slept out longer. When you become rogel to a certain matzav, you lose your sensitivity to it. Mamela, at the end, when they were just sending Naftali, they were just, it became, yeah, there's a bezoin from Yankiv. We're going to have to go with it until Naftali comes back. Hushim was, he didn't hear the whole conversation. He didn't hear anything. All of a sudden, he gets up. And he said, what's going on? Oh, Naftali went. What? Bezoin Amesi, he chopped off his head. It's not the pshat. So the question was, why is he willing to act? Take a kanois here for Bezoin Amesi. They weren't, because they were in the matzav already. By the time this time schlepped out, that it's going to take time, Naftali back and forth, there was already, they were used to it a little Bezoin Amesi. And that's from Chaim Shulevitz's famous deher. That a person gets used to things and you lose your sensitivity. You don't realize anymore. You don't realize anymore the Chomer HaInyan, because you're in it. Sometimes a person comes and he has sensitivity to certain things. He shouldn't be in a place. He could walk into a place in his Dira, in a different place, and he hears Lashon Hara, Nivul Peh, terrible, and close his ears. If you're there for another few times, you're going to lose your sensitivity. Okay. Not right. I shouldn't be here. Amir Tashem, it'll pass. And you'll just... It's like that with everything. It's like that with B'nai Aliyah. A person comes into his man with she'ifas. But it waters down. Why do we lose our she'ifas? Because we just get used to the matzav of... Okay, it's not going to happen. Person can come into the beginning of this man with a she'ifa. I want to finish the Masechta. I want to write all the sugis over with a sikum of all the sugis of the Iyontev. But I didn't do it the first day, it didn't work out. Another time, it didn't work out. Okay, it's not the pshat you give up. That's a wrong. It's not you or miyayish. Pshat, you know something? I'm good. It's okay in this matzav. So Zokum Chaim, a person has to sit back and have a koyach. What's the... He has to realize where it's coming from and be able to sit back and say, my hai. That's what Chushim ben Don got up and he said, my hai. What's going on? A person has to have that koyach to get up and put himself back to my hai. Is this what I pictured? Is this how I pictured myself? Can I be different? Can I make a change? What stops a person from making a change is this midas hahergelus. I'm used to this matzav. Person could be so much more, and we give up, and we don't picture about how much of, yeah. You hear stories. I once spoke at a Malava Malka, and I said this over with certain. So there's a lady over there who is a secretary in a seminary, Pashta secretary. I heard this afterward, years later. And she took, at least someone listened. Someone listened over there. And she sat back and she said, my high. What was her my high? She says, look at these big teachers. They're running seminaries. They're teaching. I could also do it. Once upon a time, I had a she'ifa to do that. And here I am, a secretary. I don't have to be a secretary. And taka kachava. So she started tutoring one-on-one, limudei kodesh. And one thing led to another. Year after year, she became a teacher. And she became this. Now she owns a seminary. She went to seminary. Taka. It's a small example that I happen to know the Maisa, but it's everything. There's a my high. I had a certain she'ifa, and you lose that she'ifa because of regilas. And it's interesting that I looked it up again. I remember I saw this shtickel. I think it's in his Maimur Yud Aleph many years ago, but I looked it up again now. It's another piece that I didn't remember over there that he said. This midah could also be used letoiv. If a person knows the koyach of what Hergel could do. And the moshel that he gives over there is, he says, people bizman ha-melchoma that were in the camps, He says, there's no way a human being could survive being stripped of all his dignity, all his personal tzrochim, no money, no life, no nothing, and torture them. He says, how could anyone come out of there? He said, because it went shlav shlav. First they took away all the Yidden, the Nazis, all their money. No money. They were all, okay, that's a big thing. Took away their houses, they moved to the ghetto, changed their clothes, they have to wear this, they have to wear... And you get used, person can think, there's no way, I cannot even survive and live in such a matzav. No, so you could. And it goes weiter and weiter, you'd be astounded to how much a person could go through and still be alive. If it all comes at once, not possible. That's his mashal. But for us, Rabbi Yisrael, the nimshal is very poshut. Very poshut. There's many times where a person can come to yeshiva. Right? Sometimes when I'm very busy at the beginning of the zman, the first week or two, many bochum, sometimes avreichim also, they can't do it. The dira. You live in such a dira. The sador mahad, the bigness of the yeshiva. I'm coming from a small yeshiva. So you have to learn this yesoid, Rabbi Yisai. You can get used to almost anything and be matzliach there. It's not all at once. You know what? The diras are, don't spend a lot of time in the dira at the beginning. Go out for Shabbosim. You have a relative over here, sleep there one night here, one night there. And you'll see by the third or fourth week, it's okay. What's okay? It got better? It doesn't get better. You got used to it. What does it mean, get used to it? It means I saw that Itaka could do it. Yeah. Same thing with the length of the Siddurim. How many times Bochum called me from BMG? He said, Rebbe, there's no shiur here, and it's a long, long first aid. It's a long first aid. It's 4 hours without shiur. 4 hours without shiur. I said, you're coming from a yeshiva in Eretz. He said, which yeshiva were you in? He tells me, a yeshiva in Rehovah Rekma, near the Tachra Merkaz. I said, also it's 4 hours. It's also 4 hours aid without shiur. So you should be used to it. He said, no, it's not the same. Not the same. There's other things. He says, my old yeshiva, there's other things happening. Imagine the 4 hours without shmuzim, speeches, Rosh Chodesh davening, cutting into Seder about an hour and a half, and special breakfasts, cutting into first Seder and all that. He says, imagine the 4 hours without all that. I'm not used to that. I say, you know what? Learn 3 hours. Take a break in middle. Slowly but surely. But afterward, they get used to it. I never believed I had such koichas. So that's also his nekuda of upon him. Rabbi, it's a big yisoid, a very, very big yisoid, that a person has to be open to change. And the only way you can do that is my high. The more you get rogel to something, the harder it is. The harder it is. A person could be living in a place that's not good for him. A person could be married, living in a place where the gashmius is drowning him. But to get up and move, to get up and go move, but uproot, move to a different place, how could I? But it's not possible. But if a person gets up and says, my high, if I would be starting right now and be in this matzav, I would run away. So get up and run away. The maral, Chedush Yagod, the Soit Yud Gimel, slightly different knetch, the way I understood it, but same thing. He asked the kasha. Chushim had this idea that the other brothers doesn't. His uncles, Reuven, Shimon, Levi. So he said, the koyach has oirus to do things is there b'shas hachidush. When it's something new to you, you can think of new ideas that you can't think of once you're used to the matzav. If it's not a dov mechudush, you don't have the same as oirus. What he's saying is like this. It's slightly different, Rabbi Yisai, in this prat. The vort of Rabbi Chaim is when you get used to something, you lose your sensitivity to it. The chashivas for it. He's talking about bezoyin ameis is something. You can't leave that matzav. So why was Chushim more sensitive to it than the other brothers? Because they got used to it. Over there, by the way, he brings, now I'm remembering now, in the Ma'amar Yud Aleph, he brings from the Chosid Yaivitz that teaches up in Yecheskel. It says when they came to the Beis Hamikdash, Hanechnosim b'Shar Tzofoin would go out the Shar Negev. Hanechnosim b'Shar Negev, you go out. You don't go out the same door you went in. different door. Why? So stating what the pshat is, because otherwise a person will look at the Beis HaMikdash like Koyres Beisi.
Feel at home.
When you get too familiar with it and I'm there all the time, it's like my house. It's a chason. You lose the chashivas of the Kedushas HaMokim. You lose the chashivas. That's what he brings over there. And the Chosid Yaivit says that that's where the Chet HaEgel came from. It's interesting how everything is blamed on the Chet HaEgel, but somehow if you can tie it back, it's fine. Either the Chet HaEgel or other Mishan Koydim Achet. But this is the Chet HaEgel. He says, since the Mishkan was B'Toich Klal Yisrael, there was such a kirva, they just got comfortable with it. They got comfortable. Sometimes too much comfortable, you get a little bored. So there was a Yetzirah for something new. Ele Elohecha Yisrael. Something new. Something you get a little, you don't realize. So that's why he says, right after the Chet HaEgel, Moshe Rabbeinu took the oil, Michutz L'machane. No, now you're going to have to come. You want it, you're going to have to walk. But Akoponim, it's interesting, very interesting. But Akoponim, back to the Maral is a different Knech. It's not about getting used to a matzav and losing your sensitivity. It's the Krech to think of a new idea. To think of something new. A new Mahalich where I can taka accomplish. When you're so used, it's not a Dvar Chidush, you don't have those ideas. So a Masbir as follows. What? The Achim, they weren't sensitive to Kovod HaMeis? Absolutely were. They absolutely were. But let me ask you. If you can't do the Kvura, let's say you can't. It takes time to dig the kever. Is that Bezoyin HaMeis? No. Whatever's Nitzrach for the Kvura, so you got to wait. You got to wait. You can be Matcha. So over here, Esav is standing here. He's not letting us in. The only way is get the shtar. So Kol Zez L'Tzorech, once they got into this whole mass of a matan, this was the plan. This is the way we have to bury him. We have to dig it, and we have to prove it's ours. So it's not a Bezayin HaMeis. Chushim gets up, and he hears about it for the first time. He said, what's going on over here? They said, don't worry. There's no Bezayin HaMeis. This is the only way to bury Yankiv Avinu. Chushim said, I have another way. It's a little bit mechudosh. A little bit unconventional, but I have another way. I have another way to bury him. You could go to Mitzrayim to get the shtar to take care of the ikuv, or just be mesalik at Meikora. Chapo Vesav said, "It's another way to." But that idea of a new way, a new plan, of course, it was a dvar chidush. Because it was a dvar chidush. But there's one more prat here. So one more prat. Sometimes I have a lot of hanor from Shamshin Rifol Hirsch in the Chumash. Besides the Pirushim, but he also has taiches in words. You know how to taich up a word in Lashon HaKodesh. He says, when Yosef came to meet Yankiv Avinu, Vayomi Yisrael el Yosef ro'oi ponecha loy pilolti. He says, all of a sudden Yosef, the pasuk is saying, they told Yosef, Vayomi Yosef el, they told him, So he came to visit. So the Mephoshim talk about that it's meduik from the Pasuk that Yosef did not go visit Yankiv for 17, all the 17 years he was in Mitzrayim. Yosef did not go visit him. There's a shaila, why? All of a sudden now, Seif Yomov. So the Ramban says, because Yosef was afraid that Yaakov Avinu was going to ask him, how did you get down to Mitzrayim? What happened? What happened over here? Last I saw you, I was sending you to Shechem to check on the Achim, and then 22 years later, what was the Ishtal Shulus HaDvorim? And he didn't want to have to tell. He didn't want to have to tell on his brothers. Mivua from the Ramban, I'm sorry, what I just said over is a Balei HaTosfos, but it's also in the Ramban. The Ramban is at the end of the parsha. Mevua from the Balei HaTosfos that Yaakov Avinu never knew about the Mechira. Tashal, did Yaakov Avinu know about Mechiras Yosef? State in the Balei HaTosfos, he did not know, and also state in the Ramban. The Ramban, B'Soif HaParsha, when the Achim tell Yosef, they say, Yaakov Avinu was Metzava before he died, that you shouldn't take Nekoma. They were afraid he would take Nekoma. So the brothers told Yosef, you should know that this Yaakov Avinu told us that a message you should please. Rashi said, really, Yaakov Avinu never said that. So why'd they say? They were Shinam ibn Ashalom. Because Yaakov, how do you know Yaakov wouldn't say that? How do you know he didn't say that? Says Rashi. You gotta learn Chumash Rashi, Rabbi Yisai. Because Yaakov lo choshad Yosef b'kach. Ma pitom. Yaakov would never ever be choshed Yosef for that. As I state in Rashi. The Ramban is choylik over there. The Ramban said, what do you mean? Yaakov Avinu never knew about the Mechira. How could he learn such a pshat and posuk? That they're telling Yosef, you should know, Yaakov Avinu told us don't take Nekoma. Says the Ramban, that can't be. Yaakov Avinu never knew Mevur that the Ramban holds like the Balei HaTosfos and Rashi's Cholik. Machlokes Rashi and the Ramban, if Yaakov Avinu ever knew about the Mechira, so you have to know. I'm going to say there's more Rashi's. Keep your eyes open throughout the Parsha. Parsha's Vayechi. If Yaakov Avinu knew about the Mechira, the Nato Barakol Ponim, what I want to say is as follows. I always say over the Chassam Sofer, no? The Firashi that Yaakov Avinu never knew. So why didn't Yosef go visit him? What's the pshat? The Mashmoy says Yosef didn't visit him. Why not? Balei HaTosfos says pshat. He was afraid. So the Chassam Sofer says, because Al Pi the Marame Rotenberg, that the Rosh brings in Kiddushin, the Gemara has a Sofik. If your Ben is a Talmud Chochom, Godel Min Av, Mi Oimed Bifnei Mi. Does the father have to stand for the ben because of Kovrat Torah, or the ben stands for the av? Let's keep it avayim. It's a sofik, and it's a bayit deloy ifshita. Who has to be mechabit who? So the Rosh brings that the Marame Rotenberg, B'Soif Yomav, did not visit his father because there was a sofik in the Gemara. Who has to stand up? You have to stand up for your father, Rabbi Yisai, unless your father's meichel. Today they say the stam father's meichel. Not so sure. I'm not meichel. I am. Akoponim. So the Marami Rotenberg, Rabbi Yisai, what would happen if we had this suffix? Someone's a bigger, someone thinks he's a big, maybe it could be, he's a bigger Talmud. If you're really a bigger Talmud Chochem than your father, not that you think you are, but if you really are, I mean, just because you think you are, that's you're not old enough, that's all. And you're not old enough. But if you really are, it's a suffering of the Gemara. Me, I made bifnei me. So we would probably call up, who's Makel? Find the poisek that's Makel in this, find the kula. Not the Marami Rotenberg. It's a suffering Ladina. He never went to visit his father, B'Soif Yomav, because of this suffering. Who stands up? And if the halacha is that the father has to stand bifnei atam achochum, you can't do the other way because B'Zayin HaTorah. So says the Chassam Sofer, the same Sofik applied between Yaakov and Yosef, because Yosef was a Melech. Kovra Melech. So says the Chassam Sofer, a similar Sofik. Talmud Chochom, Le'umas the Melech, Mi Oimed Bifnei Mi. So he says Yosef had the Sofik, that's why Yosef stayed away for 17 years. How it fits with this Parsha is a Shmuz Bifnei Atzmai. Because here, they were Mishtach, but Akoponim, I want to say one word. Yoimi Yisrael El Yosef, when he finally came, Ro'oi panecha loy pilalti. Loy pilalti. Vihine hera oisi. Elohim Gamma said, what does the word pilalti mean? So it says of Shamshin for Elohim, Loshim pilal is the same as bilal. Pei and beis are interchangeable. Belila. What does belila mean? When you boil something, like mincha belula b'shemen. The taitch of belila is when you take something and you put it into another thing and change it. Like putting water into flour or oil, your boilel. What's the English word for that? I'm not sure. To knead. For blilo. You boilel it. But the toichin of blilo is you're taking like something, you put it in another choymer and it becomes part of it and it changed. That's what blilo is. Pilalti is the same thing, just blilo is physical things. Pilel is when it's not physical things. What Yaakov Avinu was saying is, I always had this machshava about seeing Yosef, but it never became part of me. I didn't live with that machshava. Loi pilalti means the machshava wasn't part of me. It was always an external machshava. Will I see Yosef again? I didn't live with Yosef. That's loi pilalti. It didn't become part of me. So he ends off, umikan loshen tfilo. Pilel is also one of the lashonis of tfilo. He says, in three lines, he says, tefillah is not what a person thinks it is, that it's something that comes out of you, that you daven. The tefillah has to go through you. After a person's davening, it's not only just expressing ideas and machshavas that you have. We're saying shireis v'sishbochas, it's bringing out the bachutz, the machshavas that I already had. He says, no. He's mayrich on it. That is not tefillah. Tefillah besides the bakoshos. We daven, shira, v'zimra, and shvachim. It's saying those shvachim and making living with it and becoming part of you. It has to be blila. You're taking the tefillah and you're mixing it in. A person who davens a good davening, he should look different. He should look different after davening. You boilel yourself with the davening. The ideas and the machshavas and the yesodias for shteitn tefillah become part of a person. That's why it's called tefillah. That's why it's called tefillah. It's like learning up a sugya, and the sugya becomes part of you. So davening also. So davening also. The Chazon Ish writes that there were days that he spent more koichas took him in davening than learning. It's one of the hardest Chazon Ish that I found to understand. But if anyone has an inkling of the amelus that the Chazon Ish put in Torah, the physical amelus, that he could not walk from his shtender to his bed after he finished learning. There were times he could not put his hat on his head because he was too weak from his amelus and learning. Couldn't wear a hat. He didn't have a big, big, fat brim hat. He had the little ones like we have today. That's what kind of hat he had. Small brims. And he couldn't. Can you imagine that? Is there any time in your life you ever felt you can't put your hat on your head because the weight of that? That's what the Chazon Ish felt like after he learned. So how could you, what is it about davening to put such koichas in? So you would think maybe if a person has such tzrochim, and he has such tzoris that he just has to let it all out and be boicha to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But even that, that's not the physical. What is it? What is it about davening that could possibly take the kishkas out of you? Because when you have to become mechubet to it, and alts v'shteit in tefillah becomes part and parcel that you live with it, mamish. Yeah, that takes a big avodah. Rabbi said, "Let's have a great Shabbos."
It's connected to being
Boilea. No.
No?
Pilel and Pilel.